This is JIS News. Coming up, construction to begin in Stokes Hall and Hampton Court on the Sugar Barracks relocation project. Jamaica to participate in International Burden of Obstructive Lung Disease BOLD project. And citizens urged to play a greater role in safeguarding themselves against secondhand smoke. The details after this break.
Customize your Christmas cards and calendars at the JIS. Let us design yours today. Visit jis.gov.jm for details.
Now the news. Cabinet has approved contracts valuing just over $700 million for the construction of houses at Stokes Hall and Hampton Court in St. Thomas under the barracks relocation project of the Sugar Transformation Program. Information Minister Senator Sandrea Faulkner says the Stokes Hall housing project will comprise 66 studio units, 47 two-bedroom units, and 32 three-bedroom units, while the Hampton Court scheme will include 30 studio units, 26 two-bedrooms, and 24 three-bedroom units. The contract period for both projects is 10 months. The barracks relocation project is being carried out in the four sugar-producing parishes of Westmorland, St. Thomas, Clarendon, and Trelawney. Under the program, seven new communities will be established for families of sugar workers who currently live in barrack-type communities. Minister Faulkner says the contracts for the infrastructure works have already been signed, with work progressing satisfactorily and nearing completion on four of the sites. Jamaica will be participating in the International Burden of Obstructive Lung Disease BOLD project, set to provide data to assist health planners worldwide. The project will examine the prevalence of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD, and the burden of future disease on Jamaicans aged 18 to 39 years. The BOLD project is set to get underway in March 2014.
Island-wide study. So we'll be going across the length and breadth of Jamaica with our sampling assisted by statin, and we hope that we will have the project completed towards latter part of 2014. The data from this study will influence health planning. What do we have to put in place to reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease, etc.?
Consultant pulmonologist at the University Hospital of the West Indies, Dr. Althea Akar-Stewart, speaking at a JIS think tank session Wednesday. The BOLD project will be funded by the Principles Initiative, awarded to researchers at the UWI and the National Health Fund, NHF. It will be implemented by the UWI Pulmonary Research Group. Members of the public are being urged to play a greater role in safeguarding themselves against the effects of secondhand smoke. Consultant pulmonologist at the University Hospital of the West Indies, Dr. Althea Akar-Stewart, says educating persons about the effects will help in this regard. She stresses, however, that individuals must take an active step in protecting their health and not rely solely on the law.
If I happen to have a chronic lung disease like asthma and you're smoking around me, you are going to trigger my asthma. So the onus is on me as an individual to protect my health and ask you to avoid smoking close to me.
The ban on smoking in public places came into effect July 2013 under the tobacco control regulations. However, in places not covered by the ban, such as personal vehicles, persons are being encouraged to take steps to ensure their health is not compromised by secondhand smoke. And the Ministry of Education is to step up efforts to have Jamaican academics, publishing houses and printers produce textbooks for schools. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says in addition to other measures, $60 million has been earmarked for the printing of locally copyrighted textbooks. He adds that this will help boost the economy by reducing the amount of funds sent overseas to import textbooks.
And I'm hoping that early in the new year, a request for proposals can go out having regard to the new curriculum, which says to Jamaican teachers and academics, authors generally, this is a curriculum. Can you produce the material for that? And as far as possible, can you publish it and print it locally?
The minister was speaking at a recent media briefing to provide a progress report on educational targets set for 2013. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.